He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Checking in with Raven's wife to see how he's been behaving as a husband this past week. How was your anniversary dinner? Big night out.
Oh, dinner was fabulous. We went to a new place to us. And I don't know why we never went to this place. It was fantastic. Everything. And the cocktails. Oh, my gosh.
What was mind-boggling was when we pulled up there, they had like 4 parking lots. It was all expanding. And I was like really rough. Like you had to walk around a bulldozer to get into the place from the parking lot that's not done yet. And yet, even with all those people streaming in and out of the place, like we never waited. Like it was all quick and easy and good, delicious too.
Yeah, there were so many cars. It looked like there was a wedding going on or something. And I was like, we were late for our reservation. I was like, we're never getting a table. We might as well just leave.
Rolled her ankle in the parking lot, but soldiered on.
And did Raven dance?
No, we had a great dinner and then he crashed and burned.
Sounds par for the course, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. We did go out for drinks after and there was music and dancing and no, he did not participate in any of that.
All right. Well, that doesn't sound great. So you're heading off to California. You're going to go visit your sister. That's exciting. You're going to leave Raven home with the dogs over the weekend. Do you think that he'll be able to handle it?
I really don't care, Anna. It's been a long month of recovery for Barkley. I've kept him alive, exercised, and getting his therapy. So I'm checking out, and hopefully they make it. Hopefully.
She'll be glad if we do. But, you know, if we don't, I guess she won't be all that shocked.
Yeah. I mean, call your mom. You know, that's what moms are for. Mom's right down the street. She'll give you a pep talk. She'll tell you that you got it and everything's fine and you'll be great. There's a 3-hour difference. So, you know, you can't call me in the morning because I'll be sleeping.
I mean, the phone still works directly in time. It's not like a 3-hour lag like I'm communicating with Mars or anything. I mean, you could pick up.
Yeah, but I mean, like if you're having a meltdown at 8 a.m. at breakfast time, you know, you can't call me because I'm sleeping. It's 5 a.m.
What do your dogs do that require Raven having meltdowns? Now, don't get me wrong. When I leave Paul, my husband, with my 2 girls, I give it about 45 minutes and then I'll call, be like, hey, where are you guys? And she'll be like, not in this house. Like he immediately waits for me to be far enough and then he brings them immediately to my mom's house. Like,
you know, it's just the constant them watching the yard, people approaching the house. The dog wants to jump up. The dog's still not allowed to jump up. He's still living on yoga mats in the middle of the living room here for the next 2 months. So while there's progress being made, it's tough. And then when you go and take them for a walk, one wants to do one thing, one wants to do the other. There's a lot of fighting. There's infighting, Anna. Mm-hmm.
There's 3 of those required every day, and he's actually up to 15 minutes a week now. He'll actually be up to 20 minutes by the time I leave. So 20-minute walks with the 2 of them who don't want to cooperate is awesome.
Well, Godspeed to you both.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I'm gonna compensate for all that stress that I'll be dealing with by overeating, of course, and not cleaning the house while she's gone.
All right, so what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
I'm going to give him a B, Anna. You know, he would have had an A if he would have, you know, participated in the rest of our anniversary.
I mean, I danced for a song. She just said I didn't take it serious enough.
Oh, you didn't take the dancing seriously?
You didn't even. We played our wedding song, and he made, like, a joke of it, and he ruined it.
But you're in the middle of a bar playing, like, a solo song, and then everyone is supposed to slow dance?
I almost fell over. I don't know if I made a joke out of it.
Like, if I was in a bar, and I was partying, and the music is up, and everybody's dancing, and all of a sudden they put on Etta James At Last, I think I'd be like,
I got a B. You're going to get an F.
I know. Okay. I mean, maybe I'm wrong.